This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And head over to the website, realside.com. Again, you can do what you... Oh, hey, that would help. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening there as well. So, the other thing you can do on the website that I wish you would do more of is sign up for the email blast. Right? I mean, you can always stop at any time you want to, or you can sign up for the text messaging. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and, we'll send you a text. If you don't like it, after a couple of times, you go, hey, I've had enough of this. We're done. Really, seriously. You know, it seems to be, it's Holy Week, right? Some of you know that. And the problem I'm having with all of this is we seem to be getting beat up over this. We can... Look at me. Yes, there you go. A Mississippi church has decided that singing is an at-risk activity. That's right. Mississippi churches, they're giving Easter warnings. Singing is a high-risk activity, and maybe we should not do that. Because worshiping the Lord in song can be dangerous. Love it. As Easter weekend approaches, the Mississippi State Department of Health, they released a lengthy guide with practices people should follow while worshiping God at church. Now listen. Here's the state telling people of God how they should worship God. Isn't that great? At the beginning of March, Governor Tate Reeves... He lifted all state-imposed mask mandates, but the health department, they're not done issuing guidance to the public. Well, they can't officially force churchgoers, right, that simple, to follow their rules. The MSDH releasing public statements like this shows how the government still wants to control your life. Again, do your homework. Listen to shows like mine. And you find out the mask mandates didn't work. I know somebody's going to go, oh, they could have been a lot worse. Well, yeah, they could have been. We don't know. Because states that were heavy-handed with mask mandates had worse numbers than states that weren't. I did a story the other night about the difference between Sweden, Belgium, and I think a few. I can't remember what the other one was. Sweden had like the lowest rate of infections than the other countries that had heavy-handed mandates. It's just crazy. One of the more absurd points in the list, they call singing a high-risk activity that can quickly spread viral particles. So I guess singing Amazing Grace is dangerous now, right? I mean, singing the song Healer, well, how ironic would that be, right? What's most frustrating about all this is the government doesn't trust individuals and churches to make up their own decisions. Like, again, I go back to, we're idiots. They have to take care of us. So, here's the full list that Mississippi has put up. This is kind of, like, great. Everyone 65 years of age or older should be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 prior to attending in-person worship services. Full vaccinations is considered 2 weeks after the second dose of the dose vaccine. However, Dr. Fauci says that doesn't mean anything anymore. See, the line that we're all missing is they're all saying the same thing. It doesn't keep you from getting COVID. It just makes the symptoms less severe. So, I'm confused. Anyone 16 or older with high-risk medical conditions should be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 prior to attending in-person worship. Indoor safety guidance. Oh, yeah, look at this. This is a whole group in the middle they're willing to give up on, right? Okay. All congregants should wear a face mask at all times during in-person service. All congregants, you know, the smile, the warmth, the touch, they still don't want you to have it. Right? All congregants should maintain a 6 feet of separation from persons outside of their household. However, household members may sit together. Congregants should not gather in close groups while entering or exiting the building. Right, so prayer groups are out, right? Congregants should use hand sanitizer prior to entry and exiting the building. Seeing as a high-risk activity can quickly spread viral particles, it's preferable not to have choirs. However, if the choir is performing, right, he says, they should be in small numbers. This is even better. They should be masked. Did you hear that? Can you imagine what that would sound like?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Yeah, that would be perfect, wouldn't it? You know what it would sound like? It sounded like that lady at the Jack in the Box, right? When the mic is busted to the drive-thru.
Can you take the order? This is two, you want two more?
I mean, that would be great. The Lord's going to be scratching his head going, what did she say? What are they singing down there? These people are idiots. They're not looking to keep us safe. They're looking to keep you down. They're looking to keep you away from other people that'll lift you up, hold you up, and help you become stronger. That's what they're looking for. Those in a classroom setting such as Sunday school or study groups should maintain 6 feet of separation and wear a mask at all times. As appropriate alternatives to shared cups for communion. This is just amazing. They don't use shared cups anymore, or very few places do. Think of that little cup you got, you know, when you have to have extra long fingernails to get the top off? That one. Maybe they should know what they're talking about before they actually tell us what to do. Well, what's new? It's the government. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Major General Paul Vallely joins me after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or you can join the chat room that's up online at therealside.com. Smarter people than I are in there yakking it up, yakking it away. I can always tell when I'm doing a terrible job, they start talking recipes. So, but I'm sure we won't have that problem in this segment and or this hour. I love it when this guy joins me. Retired Major General Paul Vallee joins me, as he does from time to time. Love his insight. Love the black and white information, because I hate when people sugarcoat stuff. And when it comes to this stuff, I don't think the general can find sugar. General, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Always great to be with you.
Yeah, I always have a good time with you, General. And I always feel like we're getting the real information, if you will. Okay. So since borders don't work, walls don't work, what the heck do we still have the wall up in D.C.? Well, what is going on? Do you have any insight?
Well, I do. I think Pelosi and Schumer and company want to protect themselves. They can care less about anybody else. So it's that's why they're keeping strong American patriots out of the Capitol area. I mean, it's a disgrace what has happened since this election. It's just unbelievable.
They turned it into looks like a third world nation out there.
Absolutely. It's right. I get calls every day. I talk to people in Washington, and it's just disgraceful the way they're acting back there and trying to change our government. Destabilization, the disinfection of the society, the tremendous things that these executive orders are doing along our border and internally, the relationships with the Mexican, the cartels, the Chinese Communist Party, it just goes on and on, Joe.
Oh, it is, and again, this is proof. I've been saying this, and you may not agree with me, I don't know, but I've been saying this now for a couple of weeks. It's a proof positive that they hate this country the way it is today. They hate this country and the conservatives and those religious people that help run the country, if you will, or that are alive in this country. Look at what they're doing at the border. Look at how they're ignoring China. Look at how they allowed China, you know, in Alaska. That was disgraceful. That was it. They slapped him around like he just didn't matter. I mean, that's got to be demoralizing to some of our military people, isn't it?
Well, I'm very dissatisfied with the senior leadership in the Pentagon, the admirals and the generals that they have bought into this woke philosophy, ordering a stand down of our military for 6 days to rout out what they call a white wing extremist. Now, our military is so well respected down the ranks. The soldiers work together in squads, platoons, battalions, companies, squadrons, and so on. But from the top down now, and these generals and admirals are all politicized. It's a disgrace. They should all be fired. And I would bring back our World War II trained generals out of retirement and put them in college. Absolutely, I would.
Oh, I so agree with you. I've heard about some of the training. My son, when he came out of the Marines, he was telling me some of the things that were going on. I'm thinking to myself, you know, no wonder we saw a bunch of men on their knees crying. I mean, they don't do anything to help them, toughen themselves up. They don't do anything to give them what they need to protect themselves. It's just ridiculous, extremely ridiculous. And you're down.
Well, the search.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying the social engineering that started under Obama, and then he took 120, 130 senior officers and basically moved them into retirement because they weren't following the philosophy of Obama. Now this is carried forward probably four times by Biden by putting in these senior generals like General Austin to be in charge, who are very weak and they buy into the woke philosophy. They buy into the critical theory, critical race theory. And we're forming a 235 retired general officers right now to start to make a stand against what's happening to our military.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny when you look at this and you look at what's going on just south of the Mexican border, and you had the Mexican president come out and just flat out blame Joe Biden for this, because this is putting a horrendous strain on their military, on their security as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Just look at Tijuana, Juarez, all the border towns. It's just horrendous what's happened. And it was so much under control on the different actions that Trump took to build the border wall, to work with the Mexican government, not allowing all of these hordes of people coming out of Guatemala and Honduras, many of them children. And what they're doing to these families and children is just horrendous. I mean, I can't even believe we're doing that in this country. And Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. Kamala Harris, she laughs when you try to discuss anything serious with her. She's a total idiot.
Do you know what Joe Biden reminds me of when he's at the podium? Do you remember Professor Irwin Corey? Way back then?
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes.
I mean, when he's done talking, absence the crazy hair, I like, what did he just say? I have no clue what this man wants us to do.
Oh, God. America, you that voted for Biden ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
I agree. 100% agreement. You know, take it at the humane level for all of this. Here's a man who I've got some people over at the White House too that tell me he can't find his way down the halls. They are telling him where the rooms are. They are leading him around to a big degree. His wife knew this. His family knew this. Shame on them at that level to take a man like that and put him through this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, just
absolutely.
Just
I mean, it was absolute disgrace. But I just wrote a paper, by the way, if you want to talk to the border, about the border a little bit.
I do. I want to talk all about the border. I mean, I'm watching pictures of what's happening down there, and no Dems are going down. They're totally ignoring what's happening. And not only that, I love how they're trying to blame it on Trump. How can you blame this on Trump?
Of course. Everything's Trump's fault, always was. No matter what all the good he did. Well, let me sort of connect the dots. I want you to connect the Chinese Communist Party. I want you to connect the 5 to 6 cartels working out of the Triangle area, Sinaloa. All right? I want to try to tie them to the Socialist Democrats in the United States. The cartels are major crime organizations. Money laundering, drug trafficking, sex trafficking. They're funding the hordes coming up from Guatemala and Honduras into America. The mules, the smugglers, that's all being funded by the cartels. They're paying for this to gain influence in the United States. They're tied into drug trafficking.
All right, so hang tight for a second. We got to go for a commercial break. Come back. I want to finish this up because this is important to people. This isn't something that just started happening. This was well thought out. You look at those lines coming up from South America. It is crazy. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. The General will join me right after the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
So today, I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth. It builds a fair economy that gives everybody a chance to succeed.
President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, unveiling his massive $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. The president, calling himself a good union guy, continues.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago.
The CDC says over 150 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in the United States. Over 97 million Americans have received at least one dose of the three vaccines available. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, be part of the conversation, you can always email me as well. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And look at guys, always appreciate the message you send, the time you spend with me. But let me bring him on because I have so much fun when he's on. We get so much good information from him. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, and you got some great connections. And nothing, I got to tell you, and there's been a lot we've talked about over the years. There's been almost nothing, I'll say, that hasn't come to fruition when you told me it was going to happen or people were looking at a certain way to go. So I'm very happy to have you on. I'm proud to have you on the show on a regular basis.
Well, thank you, Joe. And they can also draw on all of this information from the StandUpAmericaUS.org website.
Yep.
StandUpAmericaUS.org. It's all on there. And the 24 editions we've written on the Chinese Communist Party. More in-depth analysis than the CIA is.
Yeah, this is, people don't realize how long this is. People really don't realize how long this has been going on and how asinine it was for Joey B is my loving what I call him, for Joey B to be saying that, now come on, man, we'll eat their lunch. And it's like, really? Are you ignorant?
Yeah, he couldn't find his way out of a paper bag.
No.
Well, one of the initiatives we have now that I want to talk about, if you'd like to, is how we're stopping the federal gun control and the passage of violations of the Second Amendment using nullification. We have already Arizona. We have West Virginia. We have Utah. We have Wyoming. We have Montana. We have others that are coming on board, also South Dakota, Republicans to kill the bill to create a process to review and reject presidential executive orders. Utah Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill into law creating a mechanism to review presidential executive orders and end state cooperation with the enforcement of certain orders determined to violate the U.S. Constitution. That's in Utah today. Now, here's Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona gave final approval to a bill that would ban state and local enforcement of federal gun control past, present, and future. Enactment into law would represent an important first step toward bringing these measures to an end within the state. The governors are starting to act and take control.
It's about time. And, I told you I was very proud of some of the sheriffs across the country who were actually stepping up and saying, hey, we will not enforce any law, whether it's state or federal, that goes flies in the face of the U.S. Constitution. And that made me very proud to know that these guys are out there. They're holding their own. I've explained to the listeners a million times, big difference between sheriffs and police chiefs. And these guys are elected officials, and they can go out there and they can uphold the law without worrying about some board reviewing them. So I'm glad we've got these people out there with a spine.
Well, I just got word New Hampshire, even New Hampshire now, passes a bill to prohibit state enforcement of executive orders relating to firearms.
Wow.
that's new. That just came out.
Yeah. Well, that's a big deal, because they've been vacillating back and forth between, you know, liberalism and conservatism, you know, and they've got people there who claim to be conservatives who are really not. I grew up in New England, as you know. Very different breed, different way of looking at things. So,
well, they're calling this whole session, Joe, and I appreciate it. They're calling it the nullification season right now.
Yep.
And we're seeing more bills to undermine and nullify federal programs introduced by President Biden in the past.
Well, what I can tell you what, I'm loving this, because nullification has been around, right, forever, since the beginning, and nobody has really used it. Nobody has really had to use it, maybe. Maybe that's it. They never really thought it would go this far in this direction.
That's right.
My understanding is there's 41 states currently working in one way, shape, manner, or form on voter to clean up, you know, voter, not just voter rolls, but voting processes and what have you. This should be really interesting, because Pelosi tried to pass that bill that would stop, basically just open it up to anybody to vote, right?
Yep, they tried to steamroll it from Congress and from the House under Schumer and under Pelosi and under the Socialist Democrats. They thought they were going to pull this all over the American people. And they're not going to do it. We're going to stand up now for sure, and we're going to start overturning, and we're not going to follow the laws of the federal government unless they're constitutional.
Yeah, General, I didn't talk to you about this earlier, but it's funny. One of the conversations that we have on a regular basis is I believe the Dems want bloodshed. I think the Dems want an out war between the American people. And it's the only way they're going to be able to enact or try to enact a martial law kind of situation, a situation by which they can take more control over us and the states and what have you. And it scares me based on what I'm watching them do.
But on the other hand, Joe McInerney, I recommended Trump that he invoke the Insurrectionist Act and martial law to prevent what's happening now and to protect the American people. Because the martial law is set in place to protect the masses of American people from other types of actions against the states and the Constitution. So there's a very positive thing to martial law if it happens. Let me tell you another thing. As the 10th Amendment affirms, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states or reserved to the states respectively or to the people. A critical balance of federal and state powers. That's how smart our forefathers were.
Well, they knew how we would screw things up. You know, the one thing in reading about our forefathers on a regular basis, they knew they were humans. They knew we were men. They knew men inherently are evil or can be evil when they get too much power. And they were beating their brains out to put safeguards in and what have you. But they never thought, they never could see the evilness that this power has. You know, look at the Pelosi, Schumer, Obama, the rest of them. This is all a power trip. This is not a care about this country. These guys think they live on Mount Olympus.
Well, yes, as long as they're taken care of. And the elitists on Wall Street.
Yep.
The elitists in Hollywood.
Yep.
The elitists in our corporations to protect themselves and their portfolios. Well, the rest of us have to suffer because of illegal activities of the federal government. And where's the attorney general? Where's our intelligence?
You're exactly right. Where are the attorney generals?
Cyber attacks from China. Where are they?
I'm with you.
Joe, I can tell you that the Defense Department did not do anything to prevent the cyber attacks and the cyber command from the cyber attacks from China into the United States. They have done nothing. And they've done nothing against the cartels, which have killed more people, more Americans, than all the people that we lost in the Middle East over the last 20 years.
Yeah, I don't understand any. I mean, I understand it from a deep, dark scenario, but I don't understand it up front of people just not paying attention. Look, I want to get back. We kind of ran away from it, but the border rush, what's going on at the border right now, you see those thousands and thousands of people. You know that they're not going to send the National Guard or the president isn't. I think the states have a right to protect themselves at that point in time. I know that, the Texas governor has talked about sending troops to the border to protect those people along the border lines. But this is not just a rush all of a sudden. You started going down that road. It's a concerted effort between, you know, the Chinese communist government, the cartels and what have you. This has been going on for a while, and they're aiding and abetting it.
Yeah, the cartels control the entire border. They control all fans now that you connect them to the funding source of the cartels. So the plan that the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation has given Trump, we gave it to him in 2017. They also, we provided that this week to the Pentagon, that we cannot stay on the defense. We must go in and neutralize the cartels in Sinaloa. And we can do that with working with certain elements of the special ops and Marines of the Mexican forces. But it has to be clandestine and covert. And our war plan is the only one that says, hey, we got to neutralize the cartels now. These mega billion dollar organizations now that control the flow of refugees, guns, trafficking, supporting the gang, working with the Chinese Communist Party on drug, sex trafficking, all of that. The cartels need to be destroyed.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
how evil they are.
It's such an asinine mindset to wait for them to bring the game to you. You need to bring the game to them. You need to catch them off guard. You know, the element of surprise is there. And again, look, you know, look what's happening all throughout the country. These people, they're lawless. They're lawless, soulless, godless people. We had another police officer shot in the face today. It's getting out of hand. And anyway, we'll talk more about this inside the break. I'm all wound up now. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back with the major right after this, the general.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease.
GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The truth. We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, whether it's sign up for our newsletter, hit the donate button, whatever you do, get involved, get engaged, do something. And then listen, a lot of you have already been involved financially, sending out emails, doing stuff like that for me. I don't mention you enough. I appreciate it. I know you got better things to do. You got other stuff you could be doing, but I really do appreciate the involvement and the support that you've given me. God, I think we're coming up on 12 or 13 or 14 years now. I don't even know. But I do appreciate the time. And let me bring him back on. I also appreciate his time very much. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. He's got his pulse on what's going on in China and other places all over the globe. And he's the one that has been giving me hope for the last few years, because I'm always told how our soldiers would turn against us. I don't believe it, and he has reinforced that with me over and over and over again. I don't believe it. I don't think our men and women in uniform would actually turn against us. I really don't.
No, and I agree. The problem is the senior leadership of the Army, the 3- and 4-star generals and admirals that have bought in to the socialization of the military, woke, the critical race theory, requiring our units, and rather than working on the readiness of how they fire their weapons and how they drive their airplanes and drive their ships and drive their personnel carriers, how they could do tactics and strategy. They're taking half of the damn curriculum now on these social engineering type of things. How do we get along with each other? Transgender.
Yeah. Oh, listen. What about the woman's standards? They're lowering standards for females so that they can stand a chance against the males. It's like, right, that's going to really work, you know, out in the real world where they're fighting a war in Iran or wherever. I'm sure they're going to lower the standards for them, right?
Well, the standards are lower. Whatever their value. The women are contributing a lot into our military, and medicine, and aviation,
sure,
and intelligence, and different. They're just, they always have. But the fact that even the women, I think, are getting ticked off at the politicizing it too much.
Yep.
And that puts a lot of pressure on the women in the military. This thing is not being managed or led properly by the generals and admirals that are leading our armed forces.
I wish that some of them would treat Biden like they treated Trump and just go, yeah, yeah, sure, sure, and let's not do anything. I mean, that would be the best thing that could happen. All right. The we've been through some of the state nullification, the border rush, which I'm really concerned about because I think at some point in time you're just going to see a wall of people start to come in. And I'm hoping that some of these governors will step up and put the National Guard there like they say.
Yep. And the government will take the next step, but they won't under Biden. The generals and admirals won't do what they need to do to protect America from the cartels.
If the violence gets great along that border, the generals can't act alone. They have to act at the behest of the president. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
But the governors and the National Guard know things.
Yeah, the National Guard, I'm under the state governors, absolutely. Yeah. They can.
I'd like to see that happen. That would be extremely...
How about the Texas Marshals? How about a regiment of the Texas Marshals along the Texas border? Huh?
That would be... Hey, listen, they've kept the mafia out for decades. I'm sure they can handle the cartel.
Yeah, where the hell's the mafia in all this?
You know what? You're with me. I said that once before. I said, you want to keep the cartel? Pay the mafia to clean up the border. I'm telling you, we won't have any problem. It costs a lot of money, but we won't have any problems there anymore. But
I said the same thing in New York and New Jersey, the mafia. Look at all the businesses the mafia are in Long Island, New Jersey, the Bronx, New York City.
Yep.
Their business has got hurting because of these idiots like Cuomo and the mayor of New York. Years ago, those guys wouldn't have been around. Disturbing the business activities of the cartels. So I wonder if the cartels, not the cartels, but the mafia.
Yep.
Are they alive and well?
So let me go back to China for a second. You know, China's been taunting Taiwan and taunting us out in the China Sea. What do you think will play out there? I mean, do you think they'll go after small skirmishes? They're not going to go after a war with us. I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
I don't think they fear Biden and our forces. I think that was very true in the meeting we saw on television from the meeting in Alaska between the senior government officials of China and our State Department people. They know we're operating from a position of weakness right now versus what it was like under Trump. So we know Taiwan is a target. They want to make Taiwan a part of what they call the One China. But China also knows that we have solid allies in the area, including India now, by the way, and including Japan and South Korea. We're not sure what the Philippines could do because they saw these islands that the Chinese are taking over are islands that are part of the archipelago of the Philippine Seas. So that all ties into it. So the Chinese know if they go forth to try anything, it's not going to be good. But whether Biden will direct our armed forces to stand up and protect Taiwan, I don't know.
Yeah, we've got, you know, that's the thing I'm telling people. I mean, look at what's going on and who has acted in the past and not. You know, you've got the Israelis and you've got the, you know, what's going on in the areas around them. What if Iran attacks the Israelis? Will the allies step in or will we step in or will Joey B just sit back and let it play out? I'd be curious.
The Israelis will take care of it.
Okay. You know what? You say that every time, and I know you're right. I get it.
It's really, They'll take care of business. Believe me. I know how they're organized. I've worked with them. They're prepared. They're watching everything Iran does every day, whether it's in Syria or Lebanon. Hezbollah is really the biggest threat against Israel because of the 60,000-plus rockets they have along the Israeli-Lebanon border. Hezbollah is very powerful. They've been funded almost $300 billion a year by Iran, some of that money that gave Iran to under Obama.
Yep.
So the big threat against Israel because of the border are the Hezbollah forces.
Yeah, it's funny. When you just said what you said, I remember years and years ago growing up in Boston where some crime happened in the city against a family, and the police kept saying, you know what, we'll never know, but they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
It'll get taken
That's
care
right.
of, and we'll never
That's
know.
That's what the Israelis do. You'll never know.
You know, so listen, General, before I let you go, tell people more about your organization, how they can help you out, how they can read the articles, and so on.
Well, we founded the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation in 2005. We primarily focus on national security and those items that protect the American people. We do get involved in politics a little bit. We try not to, but we really look at the threats, external and internal, against the United States and its citizens. We believe in the patriots of America, the Constitution, the great thought that our forefathers put into that Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They can join us. They can donate and help us out. We do a lot of great things, and they can use any of the information that we have in our weekly newsletter. It comes out every Saturday, as well as going to the website, standupamericaus.org.
Yeah,
it's very important to the U.S. in there.
Yeah, we'll put that up on our, not just the website, but we'll also put it up in our newsletter as well, because seriously, people, there's not many organizations doing this kind of work. There's not many organizations laying it out there, and I know some of you are already helping, you know, but if you know other people that might want to get involved, you know other people that want to help, and it's not always just finance. You can take the stories, you can take what the general writes, you can take what's going on his website, and send it out to 10, 15, 20 of your friends, and it helps build the army, if you would, that we're going to need to push back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Joe, I was going to ask you, you can use anything on our website if you'd like to, Joe. You can produce it, distribute it, whatever you'd like. It's free for you to do, and we appreciate your continuing to forge ahead and support the great things that America stands for.
And
that's what we're trying to do.
You know, I come from, I always tell people I'm of Italian descent. Okay, I'm an American, but I'm of Italian descent. And my family who came here were so proud to come here, were so proud to be Americans, and so proud that they were able to make lives for themselves. All of them were able to make decent lives for themselves. So, you know, when people think that we're against immigration, that's wrong. We're against illegal immigration. We want people to learn how to do it the right way and follow our laws. And that's why they come in here. They come in here because they want to get away from the tyranny that's happening in their countries, in their cities and villages, and yet they come here, and what happens? They're right back in it again, you know? So that's what we need to keep pushing back and fighting and saying, look, there's a better way to do this, you know, and stay within the law. Anyway, General, always love what you do for us and any information you give me. Appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, too.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
For the day.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, bye.
And you know, I love having him on, too, on a regular basis. I've got to tell you, the guy has the information we need on a regular basis. And there's none of that conspiracy stuff. That's what I love about him. None of that conspiracy stuff in there. And when we keep telling those crazy kind of stories, that's when we get in trouble. David Gibb joins me from jolly old England, or somewhat jolly England, or maybe he's miserable England. I don't know. We'll find out from him in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You'll miss a good time.